All right, we are here today with Charles and Jacob. Introduce yourselves, tell us where you're from.
Sure, my name is Charles Morris. I'm a PM lead on the Internet Explorer team. And one of the things that we're responsible for is actually taking care of how the team works with the web developer ecosystem.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm Jacob Rossi. I'm also a PM on the IE team. I work with Charles on developer ecosystem and standards engagement.
And we've got an announcement today. Tell us about what we're going to talk about here.
Sure, yeah. So at Build in early April, we started talking about building a deeper partnership with web developers. And as part of that, we launched this site, a beta of this site called status.modern.ie, where we basically had a feature dashboard of, you know, what's on our roadmap for IE. And we also flipped a few of those features into in development state, which basically meant that we were, you know, busy working on those features in Redmond. Since then, we've also done some things like an Ask IE Twitter session where mm-hmm. we answered over 100 questions in about a couple of hours. And today we're ready to take that next step.
And for someone who hasn't been to status.modern.ie, tell us about what it's for and what you do with it.
Yeah, so as Charles said, status.modern.ie is about openly communicating modern web platform features, interoperability, and our roadmap for what we're going to do next. Mm-hmm. Actually, we can jump in and give you a little demo. This is the site here. You can see there's a nice long list of all the vast web platform features that we have or are under consideration. And you can see the status in IE. So for example, Application Cast, which is a feature that we implemented in IE 10. You can see its cross-browser support.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about this is it's not just IE. This is for developers to tell what works across all the platforms.
Exactly. This is about helping you figure out what technologies you can adopt or think about adopting in your site. Mm-hmm. We also give you links to demos, documentation, the standard specifications, et cetera. But probably the most exciting piece here is that we're openly communicating what we're considering next and also what we're building next as in development.
And some of them say under consideration. And tell us about that. What does that technically mean?
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of great new features that are on the horizon for the web. And under consideration features are ones that we're currently putting through the planning process and evaluating for what should go in the next versions of IE. We realize there's a subset here that are extremely important, so we're working on those and to establish a plan for what will go forward. And so over time, you'll see those features transition out of under consideration into in development or we're not in our plans, depending on a feedback that we collect from developers or the browsers and where we want the web to go.
It's a nice transition from recent years in transparency where we didn't always talk about what we were thinking about. And so now I kind of like that we're giving a little bit more visibility into things like this.
Yeah, it's feedback that we've heard loud and clear and we wanted to address.
And so what has changed since the beta?
So we've gotten a lot of great feedback since we launched at Build. We've introduced a new way to filter and search for features that you care about. So this is designed around how web developers typically adopt technologies. So you have a browser support matrix. Say I support the last X number of versions of each browser. You can go input that in here and find features that, say, are implemented in IE 10 Plus and also in Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. And you can go in here and find those types of features. You can also query for what's coming up next or search for things. So for example, I can search for, if I clear my filters here, I can search for the Gamepad API. And you'll see this is one of the features that we've listed as in development for the next versions of IE.
Very cool. Nice. And so what can people do to help out?
Yeah, so one of the other announcements that we're making today is that this site and its data is now available open source on GitHub. Mm-hmm. So you can head over to our GitHub organization page, which is just internetexplorer.github.io. You can see a set of projects that we have, including this one, the code scanning tool for modern IE, sample code, our W3C test contributions, and other open source projects that we work on. And the project is available on GitHub. You can contribute. It's licensed under an Apache license. We even provide the data as a service that you can incorporate and mash up in ways, because we know that the data is valuable for other uses as well.
So can you talk a little bit about some of the new features that are in development?
Sure. So we have a set of features we're announcing today. There's some really exciting stuff in there, like web audio, HTTP 2.0 support, media capture, and also like ECMAScript 6 promises.
Yeah.
There's actually a really long list, so you can go over to the site, go filter in by in development, find out all the stuff, and we're going to continually update this over time, so keep checking back for what's new.
Okay, great. And what about like deep linking?
Yeah, so folks wanted to be able to share features from the site, and so what you'll find is that we have deep links for each feature. You just click the feature and you can go grab the URL. For example, status.modern.ie/gamepad API will jump you right into the gamepad API.
Yeah.
And you can share that link out on Twitter to talk about the status with your peers.
Okay. I want more features. Give me more. What else do you have?
So we also have a content security policy, which is an exciting new feature for preventing cross-site scripting vulnerabilities in the browser. So there's a nice mix of things from security to media to performance and also just programming model like promises.
So the things that we're announcing today, are these things that are going to be in the next version of IE, or what's the story there?
So this is just a glimpse at what we're getting started at. These are the highest confidence features that we're building right now for IE. Mm-hmm. And over time, as our plans solidify more and we get higher confidence that we can deliver additional features, we will add those to the site and you'll see them be updated, and we'll announce them through channels like IE Dev Chat on Twitter.
Okay, and other announcements that we're talking about today?
Yeah, actually. So. One of the things we thought about as we talked about building this partnership was that, announcing specific features like we do on the status site is just one part of sharing, what we're thinking about. The other piece we think is more of a big picture view, like where are we headed? What do we stand for? What do we believe in? And so that's another thing that we're planning to share today.
Okay, and what did we come up with?
Great question. So. We took a step back and thought about, what does IE stand for? And we thought about, is it a specific philosophy, way of viewing the world? Is it a set of technologies that we really believe in? And actually, we came back to something much simpler than that. We really just started thinking, like, hey, we're big believers in the web. We love how it's got amazing reach across all of the different constituents of Microsoft customers. So you've got a huge set of end users. You've got a huge set of developers. You've got a huge set of businesses that are running on IE and web technologies. And we think that breadth is amazing, and yet there's still a lot of friction in that system. So people don't always have as great an experience as they could on the web. And so we really, when we thought about it like a vision statement type thing, we ended up coming back to this really customer-focused and pragmatic viewpoint, which is, we just want the web to work for everyone. And that's really kind of become a rallying cry around the team. And when we say everyone, we do mean, end users, businesses, and developers.
And what does that look like for the end user and for developers? How does that play out?
Yeah, great question. So the next thing we did was take that overall vision and we translated it into a small set of priorities, again, that the team could focus on and rally around. And the way we chose these priorities was, okay, we have this vision of the web just working, everywhere. And we thought about, okay, IE has a big role to play in that world. What are the biggest things that we can go tackle that are kind of standing in the way of achieving that vision? And so we came up with three things. The first thing we came up with was all about getting users current. Mm-hmm. So this is not necessarily a new thing, but, we still look out there and we realize people generally really love the latest versions of IE. If they've got a touch machine, they're running Windows 8.1, they're having great experience, lots of HTML5 features, very smooth touch experience. On the flip side, you've got people still running older versions of IE, and we've done a lot of stuff to try to fix that over the years. Just recently, we took a really big step at Build with Enterprise Mode IE, which is going to help enterprises move off of IE8 while still maintaining a lot of compatibility. So I think by stating this yet again, we're going to say we're going to continue just really going even broader on that and focusing on making sure users can get to the latest version. The second thing we're really thinking about is security. So this is, again, not necessarily something new, but there's always, it's a bit of an arms race, right? We've got people out there who are trying to exploit vulnerabilities, and we've, over the years, rolled out a lot of broad mitigations. You know, of course we're going to fix individual issues, but this is really about investing in broad mitigations that we think can ideally mitigate a whole set of vulnerabilities. And then the third piece is really about delivering on both compatibility and interoperability. And the word "and" is really important, because in the past we've seen this tension where IE's got a long legacy, which is a great thing, and people just want all that stuff to keep on working. But the modern web is also moving forward really quickly. And in the past we've had to, you know, either make choices between one or the other, or we've had to, you know, basically, you know, they've been kind of fighting against each other. And so we've got some plans in place where we really believe that we can deliver both rock solid compatibility, which again helps people upgrade, as well as keep up on the modern web. And not only that, also in a more simple way. So in the past, for example, we've done things like dock modes, which worked, but also introduced a lot of complexity. So we also want to keep the simplicity of the experience for both the developer and the end user in mind.
So if people have feedback, where would they go to give you that feedback?
Yeah, great question. So we'd love to hear your feedback on Twitter, where you can find us at IE Dev Chat. Okay. Every month we do an Ask IE tweet chat. So just stay tuned to IE Dev Chat to learn the next time. But usually that's a couple of hours every month where you can ask questions directly of the IE team. We get a bunch of people into a room and just answer questions. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And what site should people go to if they want to get the latest information and download the latest bits?
Yeah, sure. Go to modern.ie. We've got a ton of great stuff up there. You've got the status site. You've got a bunch of great articles, as well as testing tools, things like virtual machines, so that you can test an IE across multiple versions, even if you're running a Mac.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for talking to us about this.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
Thank you.